Parshat Vizor Bracha begins. Vizor Bracha, Asher Berach Moshe, Ish Elokim, Bnei Yisrael, Lefnei Moto. This is the Bracha that Moshe, the man of God, blessed Bnei Yisrael before he died. So you would think we would now hear the Bracha that he blessed Bnei Yisrael. And okay, and we know he has to bless each of the Shvatim, maybe with their own specific Bracha, so maybe we would hear one of the Shvatim, or a general Bracha for all of Am Yisrael. The first thing Moshe then does is Vayomar, Hashem, Misinai Ba, Vizarach Misir Lamo. Hashem came from Sinai. What's going on here? So the Mishnah Chachma explains that Moshe wasn't going to right away open with the needs of Am Yisrael and their blessing and exactly what they need. First, he needed to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like if you hire someone to give a speech and praise someone, first he's going to praise the king. He's going to, before you speak about the honoree, you might speak praise of those involved, of the heads of the organization. You might speak in those who organized the event. So Moshe had to open first with the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Meshech Chachma says, by the way, this is what we do in every Shmona Esrei. The majority of Shmona Esrei, we have 18 brachos, 19 brachos. So 12 or 13 of those brachot, we're davening for our needs. We need food, and we need parnasa, and we need health, and we need forgiveness, and we want Yerushalayim, and we want Hashem to hear our prayers. All the things we're asking for, that's the Ikar Shmona Esrei. But you know what we do before we start? We first praise Hashem. We're potech b'shiv kol shemakom. Kel, agadol, agibor v'nora. We say it's kadosh. That's exactly what we're doing. Only then after do we ask for rofei cholim or matir asurim or anything else that we're asking for Hashem to do. And in fact, when we just had, because we're at Vizora Brachos, so that means we just had Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, so we had a Aseret Yemei Tshuva. In those first brachot, we say, Zochreinu l'chaim, kotveinu b'sefer chaim. You think we're asking for life? Write us in the book of life. Give us a life. So he said, no. When we ask for life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when we start saying l'chaim tovim. Zochreinu l'chaim tovim, give us good life. Here we're just asking for life. So how is that a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we know, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, lo ameitim yadaluka. Those who are dead can't praise Hashem. If I'm in dirt, how can I? What does it help me to praise your praise, to sing Hashem's praises? And the pasuk says, the tefillah says, kodvenu, the mancha elokim chayim. Hashem, give us life for you. What is this for you? So rather, we're not saying give us life. This isn't our asking Hashem for life and a good life and all our bakashot. This is us part of Hashem's praise. We're saying, for your praise, please give us life. Because we want to be able to go around and sing your praises and tell everybody how great you are and how great you are that you give us life and you give us so much and provide for us and provide all our needs. So that's what the Zochreinu L'chaim is in the beginning of Brachot. So Moshe begins and blesses Am Yisrael. V'zor bracha asher bracha Moshe and Bnei Yisrael. This is the bracha that Moshe blesses Bnei Yisrael. And then it's praising Hashem. Why? As before, we have all the bakashon and all the bracha that we want to give Am Yisrael. We first have to praise Hashem and thank Hashem. And that is what we do in our tefillah every single day. When we open with the Berachot HaShevach before we get to the bakashot. And that's also, and with that in mind, we can understand that during the Aser Yemei Tshuva, when we said, Zochreinu l'chaim v'chodveinu v'sefer chaim l'mancha elokim chaim, that's not our bakasha for us, for our needs. That's part of the Shevach Hashem. In other words, we're saying, Hashem, please give us life so that we can sing your praises, so we can be your Ovdei Hashem. Please give us life so that it's for you. And that idea is something that we always have to keep in mind. And we're asking Hashem for our needs, and we're asking Hashem to live. When we ask Hashem to live, we really have to make the kind of life that Hashem giving us life is for His praise. In other words, we have to live the kind of life that when Hashem grants us life, when Hashem grants us the ability to live and to survive and to continue to function, that we live the kind of life that is, in the end of the day, really a praise of Hashem and for the betterment of Hashem and the world that He made. Shkoyach.